For the excellence of your truth is mighty. Almighty Yahweh, as we gather here in this tabernacle to exalt you and to esteem you, we do bless you for this gathering here. So we assemble ourselves in your name to magnify the excellence of your mighty name, to understand the power of the covenant blessing of the house of Israel. We do want to thank you and bless you. We want to praise you for all of your kindness, your mercies toward us all, as you bring to light understanding of your truth, as you cause the love of your people to love you and to gravitate to you even the more in this hour. As we see the tremendous cataclysmic mayhem upon the earth today, in every nation under the sun, there is some form of tremendous warfare. As we see the great battles of wars throughout the world, some nations are consumed with it. As we look on the continent of Africa, a nation and a people consumed with many wars. In this nation, a battle for one's entire being, his soul. Because the mind is carried away by every demonic power, every dark spirit there is, to draw man away from the power of your Torah, and the simple fact that you govern them, to teach them your wisdom, and that they may have an experience from above, not with some deity, some form of God worship, but that they may know the power of Almighty Yahweh. As we see death, the killings, the destruction of the people in many nations, yet man goes about his everyday experience with no yirah, no fear of Yahweh, no thought of the mighty Creator and the Most High One ever dawning his mind. And so we ask you tonight in Yahshua's mighty name, as we see the calamities upon the earth, as we see destruction throughout the land and the nations, as we see the heart of man hardened daily against your truth, and his mind turned to fables and deity worship, denying the power of your truth, we do pray for the house, the remnant, the seed, the true ones of Israel. And your scripture identifies the called, the elect, those that have been elected before the foundations of the world were laid. You do all things because you are the Creator of all things. You do those that were yours and those that will stand in the power of your Emet, your truth, Yahweh. So we ask you this night, and that you fill us all with your Ruah, because you tell us in Scripture what the power of your Ruah will do. And so we ask you in Yahshua's mighty name that the mind, the heart will be cleared to receive the power of your truth, that your people will receive it with a gladness of love. We ask you to help us all here tonight, those that are listening by the live stream tonight, wherever they are listening, we ask you to strengthen them. Those that need a touch in their physical body, a healing, we pray the prayer of faith, that your power will reach out and touch every lame one, everyone that is sick, and to restore them unto the fullness of your health, because we know that health and wealth comes from you, Yahweh. And it is for the house of Israel, the bread of the people of Yah. So we pray for your people. We pray for the ears of the hearers to be open, that they may hear what the Ruach speaks unto the people of Yah. Help them, I pray, as you give us instruction tonight. We pray that you will strengthen your manservant, that he will speak with great clarity and understanding, that the mind of your people will be one, given over unto you to please you in all things, and to serve you with gladness of love. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. We trust you for the victory. We believe you for the victory. And we know that it will be so according to our prayers. Because if any man, a worshiper of Yahweh, the prayers of that one will you hear, and we will worship you. We will bless you. We will praise you, Almighty Yah. We will thank you for all things in this house where your name is the most excellent name. And in that day we find the hope of your Yahshua, the salvation of Israel. To cause your word to come alive in us all, and that it may be the living scepter within our beings. We ask it all in the mighty name of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. We trust you tonight. And all of his people cried, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Ah, yes. Come on and bless him. Hallelujah. Come on and Barak Yahweh. Come on and bless him. For he is more than able. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Thank you, Abba.
For the excellence of your Ruach is mighty. So we pray in Hamashiach's mighty name that your Ruach will fill this place. For we are gathered in that only name whereby the hope of salvation is found. Yahshua, the hope of Yahweh, the living power of this truth. So we bless you tonight. We thank you for this midweek truth service. So bless every word that it may be seasoned. Everything that is spoken, it may be an inspiration to the love of your people. We ask it all in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. And all the people cried, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Look to your neighbor and say, I bless you because of Yahshua, the Lamb of Yahweh. Yahweh blesses you. You may be seated. We do thank him for all things, and certainly we give him the highest esteem here in the midst of this tabernacle. We bless him for the fruitfulness of his ways and what he reveals unto the house of Israel, the true seeds. I must say this to you, that Yahweh is not speaking to the entire world. There is a superficial and a pseudo-type voice today, but it's not the voice of Yahweh. He will speak by the living word. And if it's not found in Scripture, it is not based upon truth. It's based upon some preconceived doctrine in some form that man has formulated, but it's not based upon Torah, the Tanakh. And if it's not based upon that, there is no life or renewed life in it at all. I want to begin in Gileana tonight, Revelation, in chapter 22. It's vitally important that we understand what Scripture says. We have been deceived. We have been bemused. We have been removed from following the truth. Yahweh speaks to Israel in this hour that we must obey all that he commands us to obey. And he has made this living truth alive through Yahshua, that we will have no excuse at all. There is no reason to say that we do not know. Because if a man seeks with all of his heart his love, then he shall find truth. Now if we ask ourselves the question, do we apply all of our heart or do we apply a small portion of it? And if we are totally honest with ourselves, it is an insignificant amount of time and energy that is given over unto Yahweh. We must believe that every word that he has written and caused the pen of the scribes to write, it is true. And there is no error in the truth of Yahweh at all. So he gives us a comfort, the people of Yah, that he allows us to understand without any reasoning of our mind, whether it is the truth or it is a false lie built upon fallacies and things that are superficial and is not based upon truth. We must be guided at the Bereshit of all things. And as we understand this time of great upheaval, this great time of trouble and distress, we must understand what Scripture says, that we understand the rights of the people of Almighty Yahweh. And those that profess that they know him without the words of his truth in their lives, they do not know him. But look at what Scripture says in Gilead, Revelation chapter 22, verse 14. And I do want to take my time and I want to be very careful as I read this, word for word, so that I can understand. It says in Revelation, Gilead, chapter 22 and verse 14, I will begin reading. Scripture tells us that bless or barak, the fullness of the life of Yahweh, the express power of Yahweh resides in that one. There is a conscience, there is a knowledge, there is an attachment unto Yahweh. When a man is blessed, he has the fullness of Yahweh's authority and strength in him. So Scripture tells us that those are blessed, blessed are they that do, that perform and execute, that keep, that produce, that celebrate. Now that is what that little simple verb means. Blessed are they that do, not pretend, not think of it, but there is an action there. Is it not so? It said, blessed are these or those that do. Now this is a generation that will not do. This is a generation that has no desire to do. Yahweh, do you hear this, brothers and sisters? He tells us those that are blessed are the ones that do, perform, carry it out to the fullness. It is an expression in that one. We're dealing with the end times. We're dealing with the cataclysmic mayhem that shall transpire. And so this is a strength unto Israel, to his house. He tells us that there shall be fullness, there shall be insight, there shall be understanding because you are blessed. You shall possess the fullness of Yahweh's happiness. There shall be great delight in you because you know that those things that are transpiring, they are all coming to pass by the commands and by the works of Yahweh. So he gives us comfort here. Bless, barak are they that do, that perform, those that execute. We are the ones that keep, we are the ones that are committed. And when one does something or when one do it, they are committed to it. So blessed are they that do his. He identifies what we must do. We must do his mitzvot, his commandments. Is that in the text that you're looking at? So there is no excuse at all. So how can a man walk in the fullness of the dynamics of the blessings of Yahweh when he does not even keep the mitzvahs of Yahweh. It's either that this is a false statement or it's built upon some presumptuous idea, or it is the truth of Yahweh. He said, those that do, we must be committed to what he has commanded us to do. We must keep it faithfully. We must strive in what he has given to us to keep us and to maintain us in the way. What way? Of his statutes, his ordinance, his direction, his path, that we may do the things to please Almighty Yahweh. So a man is not blessed unless he do the mitzvot of Yahweh. Blessed are they that do his mitzvot. Why? What is the purpose behind this? Why are these simple truths important unto us? Because he tells us here in Scripture that they, you that do and keep his mitzvot, that they may have right, they may have the regal or the authority. Everyone cries today that they have rights. And this pagan thing we call Christendom that dominates the spheres of the world today, and Islam, everyone declares that they have the spiritual authority, they have the power with that authority. But Yahweh tells us in Scripture, those that do his mitzvot, that keep his commandments, and do them, perform them, practice them, they are barak, they are blessed. They have the fullness of Yahweh. Do we find ourselves so empty at times? Do you sense an emptiness in your own life? It is because we are not doing what he commanded us to do. When a man does what Yahweh commands him, he will sense the fullness of that authority of Almighty Yahweh, the Most High, to operate within that labor of work that Yahweh has called him to labor in. A man cannot procure the blessings of Yahweh walking in some pseudo practice of religious deity worship. Those that do his mitzvot, those that perform them, keep hold of them, they are the ones that are blessed. This either this is true or it is a lie. I believe it to be true because it must be a witness of this in Torah in order for it to be written. It has to be a witness of this profound truth, of this revelation of Yahshua HaMashiach during this time of this apocalyptic type of event, this destruction of Yahweh upon the face of the earth. And we see that today. We see this powerful religious front that has already secured predominance in the earth today. It is a religious mind of one's will and one's own faith. And so they have what they call their faith in all kinds of deities. And it's basically the strength of their own will, their own purpose, and their own power. That is the thing that they desire, and they execute those things that come forth from a corrupt, vile, degenerate heart. Yahweh calls a man's heart, his love, to be corrected by instructing that man. And he instructs us by the power of his Ruah. And the Ruah will witness of those things that are written, that have already been established. Do you understand this? I want to say this, give you a metaphor. It is a written code or a established pattern how to build a building. You must begin with the foundational structure. If you begin any other way, you're not going to build a strong building. If you start trying to put the roof, it will not work. You must begin with the foundational structure. You cannot come and do the electrical work. You must begin at the foundation. And you must be guided with the different terrain, the different type of soils you will deal with. And you must make sure that the foundation of all things is sure. That has to be sure. And there's one thing about the Torah of Yahweh, it is sure. And that is why Hamashiach had to walk in the strength, the power of that truth. He could not come and establish this perverted thing we call Christendom. He did not do that. It is amazing what things are taking place in the world. Let me say this before I continue. We have those that are in Israel, the land that we call Israel in Jerusalem. They call themselves Yadims, Jews. And yet we have this neo-conservative mindset in America that says that these are the people of Almighty Yahweh. And yet we will love them. And yet we will abide by them, and yet we will labor with them. And yet in that nation, they despise anything that calls itself Christianity because they know that it is of a pagan origin. They will not allow them to come and proselyte in their country. They will not allow one that calls herself or himself a Yadim to marry a Gentile. It is written in their segregated laws. It cannot happen in that country called Israel. And yet they deny the very power and the truth of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel, and they have no conscience of the truth of Almighty Yahweh. And yet this nation and this thing we call Christendom, because it is a convoluted religion, the principles are convoluted. It twists the mind of man and removes him away from what truth that is already established. And so we must go back to the foundational principles and to understand what Yahweh is trying to convey unto His true seed. Only those that are blessed are those that keep and do, perform and execute the mitzvah, the commandments of Almighty Yahweh. It says that in the book. We have been taught in Christendom. It has no value. It has no relevance. Certainly we have. And our minds have been deluded that these things are not important. That is what Christendom, that is what actually the word Christendom means. It is a dominating power. It is a dominating force. And it dominates. And it has dominated our logics, our thinking, and our spiritual growth. But Yahweh tells us those that do, and we must do. If a man has emunah, faith, he will do what Yahweh commands him. He will do. You cannot show me works without faith and faith without works. And the working of His spiritual laws, they are worked in us by the power of His faith. And He has given us His ruach. Not to go out here and to have this uncontrollable lust and unclean desires. Scripture never teaches that. It's nowhere found in Scripture. And we'll show you why He has put His power in us. He said, now, those that do His mitzvot, that they may have right, the authority, the power with authority, right, listen now, to the tree of life. To the tree of life. That is why Yahshua has no relevance and no power. And His testimony and the witness has no power in the lives of many today. They do not understand this tree or this life that Yahweh has given unto us. And the leaves upon that tree is the healing of the nations throughout the world. And no man has a right to the tree of life. Blessed are those that do His mitzvahs, His commandments, that they, not the word, that they, He identifies a specific, that they, those that do, may have a right to the tree of life. We see at the beginning of all things in Bereshit.
What Yahweh commanded man by the power of his Torah, he gave unto him a place. He did not tell him not to eat from the tree of life. He told him of the tree of the knowledge of health and evil. You don't eat from that one. And the tree of life was there. And when man allowed the power of sin to delude his mind, his religious godlike practices, and that is what we have done. We have allowed this godlike practice because we worship ourselves. We think very highly of ourselves. Oh, God, do that. We consider ourselves above everyone and everything. It is all about me, myself, and I. That is the mindset. And when he disobeyed the Torah of Yahweh, he cast him out. That he could not eat from this tree. Why? Because if he did, he would have lived forever. That's why there is no robust life in the people today. Because they do not have the right to the tree. They are not obeying what Yahweh commands. I understand the metaphorism of this in the end times and the completion of all things. But this is a reality in this time as well. When a man walks and do the mitzvahs of Yahweh and keep the Torah, the truth of Yahweh, he has a right to this revelation, this knowledge of Yahshua the Lamb. He has a right to the mind. He has a right to that power to govern his entire being. And the things that govern this generation and even our lives are our own corruption, our own sins, and our own rebelliousness against the will of Yah. He said that we keep his and do his mitzvahs. We have a right to this tree, to this wealth and this plethora of knowledge and understanding, this wholesomeness that comes from this tree, that comes from Yahshua, not from the world. And no man has a right. Do you brothers hear me? You sisters hear me? No one has a right to the tree of life unless he do the mitzvahs of Yahweh. I don't care if it's religious zeal. I don't care if it's religious practices. I don't care how Sadiq or righteous you think they are, the scripture tells us the man is barak that do the mitzvahs of Yahweh. And when a man does that, he has a right. He has a right to the tree. He has a right to the tree of healing. He has a right to the tree of life. He has a right to this robust life of Almighty Yahweh. Examine our own lives. Examine our own hearts and our minds. And see if they are full of life. See if they are full of the energy of Yahweh. Or it's full of seduction and alluring and drawing of our own despicable, corrupt, vile, and evil ways. Where does our minds take us? Does it take us to the pathway of the wisdom of Yahweh? Or does it take us into this indulgence of our own lust and our own lasciviousness? What a man do what Yahweh commands. He is Berak. He is full of the Shalom. He is full of your strength. He is full of the wisdom. He's full of the drive. He has the purpose of Yahweh in him. We must do his mitzvot. It is the power of Yahweh's strength to govern in our lives. We must be governed by him. We do not have the power to govern. We see the examples of natural governments of the world today. They are evil. They're wicked. They're sadistic. They're not grounded in things of truth. And Yahweh says you must be grounded in the principles of this truth in order for the overpouring or the outpouring of my blessing to fill your house. Not this trash that this pseudoism called blessings. Not this bondage of mortgages and car payments and these things. These are not the blessings of Yah. They don't even keep the mitzvot of Yahweh. They are indebted to the world. They are bound by the powers of hell. And they are driven by the forces of darkness. It is not of Yahweh. It's amazing that we were at the flea market on the first day, Sunday. And there was a man there. I said to Brother Patrick, let's go over here. I did it for a purpose. Not to purchase anything from him, to watch his reaction, to see how he would talk. I did it for that purpose. And we began to dialogue, and I said to him, where are you from? He told me where he was from, New York. I said, easy living in the South. He said, cheap too, with an air condition. Huh? He said, because what it costs to live here in the South, you cannot live in New York on the amount that it costs here. The conversation began to go a little farther. I said, $1,500 a month rent, he said, for a one-bedroom apartment in New York. And he said this. He made this statement. He said, there are people in New York, and there are people in Charlotte, there are people in Pageland, there are people in every city. He said, they simply work to pay bills. They are under a bondage. Their whole lives consists of working to satisfy the master. Now look at what Yahweh says. What a man do, my mitzvot, he is blessed. He is full of my strength. He is full of my character. He is full of my anointing. It is the mind of Hamashiach in him, because he bows before me. And not only does he bow before me, but I honor that person. I take them into consideration. Do you not understand that when one is blessed of Yahweh, he has considered that one? He has looked down favorably upon that one. You think that he is going to give us instructions, and you're going to walk some way you perceive is right. He was careful as to instruct us in which way to walk, which way to go, what to do, how to eat, how to live, and how to walk before him. He has not made one mistake. He wanted to make sure that that was clarified. And he sent the power and the living hope, Yeshua, to solidify everything that was written, that we would be without any excuse. So no man is berak. You're not blessed unless you do what he has laid before us to do. And when you began to do that, you began to have the right to eat from the tree of life. And if you do not do, you will never eat from this tree of life. That is where our lives will never, we will never sense life. We will never sense the fullness. We will never sense the shalom. We will never sense the happiness, because you are not doing. It is not your circumstances. It is because you are not doing. When you began to do, you will begin to sense the blessings. Barak are they that do the mitzvahs, the commandments, what he instructs you to do. You do it, you perform it, you execute it, and you do it with great pleasure. Then you begin to see the fullness of Yahweh overtake you. You begin to see his strength. You're going to need that in this hour. You're going to need that kind of assurance. We see the mayhem in this earth today. You're not going to get it anywhere else. So we must do what he has commanded us to do. And as we do that, we're going to begin to sense the fullness, the clarity of mind, the conscience, the heart, not inundated with such evil desires and corrupt proclivity. You're not going to have it any other way. And if we think that he is some kind of mystified thing, you are deceived. Because Yah is real. Yahweh is real. Because his word is real. And everything that he says is real. And there is no, we have no excuse at all. Now, I want to show us a pattern of this in Scripture. Now, I want you to turn with me to Devarim. Deuteronomy chapter 27. Yahweh has not changed. And the religious world has tried to change him. Look at what Moshe writes in the instructions. As they began to go into the promised land of Almighty Yah, this is what Yahweh said unto Israel. Devarim, Deuteronomy 27 verse 9. And Moshe and the Kohen, the priest, and the Levites spoke to some of Israel. They spoke to all Israel. Now Yahweh is speaking to you all, Israel. They spoke to all Israel, listen, brothers and sisters, saying, you must take heed. I want you to watch, to be sober, to understand, to know, take heed, to give diligent attention, take heed, and listen to Shema. I want you to understand, to perceive this, O Israel. this day, look what he says now. Yahweh says, this day, you are become the people of Yahweh, your Abba. You become the seed of Yahweh. You are his people. He declared that. Look what he says in the next verse now. He says, you shall therefore, with all diligence, with all purpose of heart, obey the voice of Yahweh, your Abba. And do what? And do what? And do his mitzvahs and his statutes which I commanded you this day. Now did the word declare that they were his people? Were they blessed to be the people of Yahweh? Did they have something to do? He said, you must do my mitzvahs. You must keep my statutes. You must do all that I have commanded you. And the land that you are going into, it will overflow and overtake you with the fullness of every need that you have. Everything will be satisfied. Everything will be taken care of. But you must do. You must do. Do what I commanded you to do. So that has not changed. He tells us to do. We must perform. We must execute. We must make sure that we do what he commands us to do. He said, Israel, you're my people this day. Now you must hear what I say as I speak. And now Yahweh in this time, he has spoken unto us in an excellent way. By the power of Yahshua, the living hope. That's why many today, they do not understand the importance and the value of Yahshua, the name. They don't understand that. They don't understand this living life that we have in the midst of us. That's why we must consider him. Unless we get weary in our own minds and we faint. That's why we faint so often. That's why our strength is little. That's why we don't have that ability to press on. It is one thing that life does, the robustness of life. It gives you energy. Sure it does. It causes you to get up when you don't even want to get up. It causes you to move because life in itself, it is an animation. And this tree of life, this purpose, this living hope in Yahshua, it causes us to animate or to move in the power and the spirit of the will of Almighty Yahweh. We must do what he commands us. We cannot take it lightly. This generation thinks that it is going to do what it wants to. And it's going to have the right to the kingdom blessing. That is not so. Back in Revelation, I want to read Evangelion 22:15. I want to establish this truth. It must be established in Torah. It has to be. It says in the 15th verse of Gileana 22, for without are dogs. We understand what the dogs are there. That they are men with impure minds. Women that move out of their places as these Jezebels. And this thing we call Christendom, they are proliferating. Call themselves bishops and apostles and prophets and evangelists. They are Jezebels. It is not of Yahweh. They have impure minds. The mindset is far removed from Almighty Yahweh. For without are dogs and sorcerers, those that practice their idolatrous worship. As we see that today, they're soothing of the mind and pharmakia, the drugs that dilute the thinking and turn them away from Yahweh. He said, and whoremongers, those that sell themselves to some kind of religious practice. And not only in the spiritual realm, but in the natural realm as well. That is what a whoremonger does. They sell themselves to some form of religious practice or deity worship or God practice. The Baptists, the Methodists, the Pentecostals, the Apostolics, they're not of Yahweh. If someone loves someone and they desire to see them walk in the truth, they will tell them the truth. Did Yahshua come with the truth? Well, he not the truth. Was he the fullness of Yahweh's truth? He was not some partial requisition of his truth. He was the fullness. I don't care how we think when a man hears the truth. You don't harden your heart as they did to Yahweh as in the day of provocation. Don't provoke Yahweh. When you hear the truth, don't resist it. Don't harden your heart. If you don't know it, say, I don't know it, Yahweh. Help me to understand. But don't fight against it. Don't resist it. What a man denies, that woe unto him. And if you know who the one is, woe unto him. Without are murderers, those that hate their brothers and sisters without a cause, those that do despite and despise. If a man hates his brother or sister, he or she is a murderer. He says, and idolaters, worshippers of false gods or deities. We have that today. In the midst of what we call Christendom, they all do not worship the same deity. The Baptist deity is different than the Methodist. The Methodist deity is different than the Pentecostal. The Pentecostal deity is different than the Apostolic. They all worship their own deities on their sun pagan, venerable day of sun worship and God worship. That is what it is all about. I don't care if it's your daddy. I don't care if it's your mama or your grandmother. If they have heard the truth and resist that, woe unto them. It is a day of pagan ritualism and deity worship. I don't care what your emotion says, but Yahweh speaks in His Word. He said, man is blessed that do. Blessed are they that do His mitzvot, that they may have right. That they may have right. Do you not understand? You are not going to omit or reject the Torah and think that you are going to enter into the kingdom. At one time Yahweh winked at our ignorance and our stupidity, and now He calls us to repent. He calls us to have a radical change. And He speaks unto Israel that there must be a change. And I tell you today, there must be a change. It has to be. And it has to be based upon Scripture. It can't be based upon David Roberts or my emotions or yours. It has to be based upon what the Word of Yahweh says. He said, without or in that city, in that new Jerusalem, which is from above, you will not find the dogs and the swines of the earth today. They're not going into the city. Those that have the right to that tree on both sides of the river will be the true house of Israel when Yahweh brings them all into one. And the only way we're going to be one is in, as Brother Day brought out to us, through Yeshua HaMashiach. It must come that way. The power of the written letters of Torah and the works of the law will produce nothing. It is the power and the life of this living revelation of Yeshua. It gives us the birth and the power of Yahweh to do what He commands us. And if we do not have that birth in us, we cannot do it. That's why this is a generation that resists what He says, because it doesn't possess the living power of Yahweh's truth in them. The words that HaMashiach spoke, it was a living truth. The words I speak unto you, every word that He speaks, the words that I speak, the flesh profits nothing. But the words I speak unto you, they are Ruah, spirit, and they are life. And they are life. And you must understand the power of this living truth in order to eat from this tree. You're not going to eat from it. We must do what He commands us. I want to show us in Scripture what Scripture says. Turn quickly to Tehillim, Psalms, Tehillim. Psalms 111, verse 10. This is what Scripture says. It has nothing to do with my interpretation. Now that what I read in Gilead, was that understandable? Was that easy to understand? He said, blessed are they that do His mitzvot, His commandments. Can that be understood? That's nothing you need to add to that, is it? I know this is a generation saying He's done away with that. No, He has fulfilled that. He has come to give us the fullness of the scope of His mitzvot, His ordinance. He wants to guide us, His statutes. He shows us limitations, brothers and sisters. Even the natural realm of life show you limitations. You think you can go out here and drive a car 150 miles an hour and just hit the brakes at any time and you're going to be safe? Now that's just a natural law, isn't it? isn't it? You know when you get in a vehicle, there's a limitation on the speed. Even they build them that way, that we will not be reckless. And although they do that, they're lawless, they still are reckless. And they still go beyond that, don't they? And so Yahweh has given us limitations. He said, don't go beyond that. Don't do that. If you do that, then there are curses that will be procured in your home. If you do what I command you, then you shall see the barak, you shall see the blessing. You shall see the fullness of my life. You will have a right to this profound truth, that you will be able to eat of this truth that Yahshua has fed us. This is a generation that cannot eat this pure truth. It doesn't love it. It has no appetite for it. David says in Tehillim 1:11 verse 10, listen to this. It says, the Yirah, or the fear of Yahweh, is the beginning of wisdom. Chokmah, the wisdom, the mind, the scrutiny, the wisdom, the wiseness, the prudence of Yahweh. Now that's the beginning of wisdom. Listen, great understanding have all they that what? Do. Now see, great understanding have all they that do. Now if you don't understand what I read in Revelation, Giliana, it's because you don't do what he commands you. Great understanding have all they that do his what? His mitzvot. And his praises endures forever. So if a man doesn't do his mitzvot, he has no understanding. So great understanding have us that do. And if you don't do, you don't have understanding. You've never said that, well, I don't understand why things are the way they are. Well, I don't understand that. I don't understand why we have to do it. I don't understand why Almighty Yahweh would do that. He tells us in Scripture, great understanding. There is a prudence. There is a knowledge about that one. There is great revelation of Scripture truth. Great understanding have all they that do his mitzvot. And he says, as you do what I command you, as you do what I've instructed you, then my praises, you will bless me forever. Because my praises endure forever. But you must do. This is a generation that says, I don't want to do. Why do we have to do? Brothers and sisters, it is imperative that we do what he has written in our life. And he has not left us without the power and the strength to do it. I will show us in Scripture. I don't care what this religious world says. Scripture is truth. And you must study to see what Scripture says. If you perceive in any way I'm deceiving you, show me my error in Scripture. I will give you line upon line now. I will take a little from the Psalms, the Tehillim, the Proverbs, a little from the Tanakh, a little from the Torah, a little from the Renewed. I will show you what Scripture says. And Scripture is a tremendous balance. It is that is one thing that Yahweh hated, was an unjust balance. And Scripture is balance. It has a righteous balance. So those that do his mitzvot, then great understanding are they that do. We must do it. We must do it. It is amazing how people will take the Tehillim, the Psalms, and use it for some emotional expression. This is just as important as the one they quote, as they all know, the 23rd Psalm. This is valid. And those that do his mitzvot, they have great understanding because it produces the fear. It produces the yirah, the great trepidation. It lets us know who he is, his place, his authority, his power. And we will bless him because we know who he is and he knows us. And we will bless him, brothers and sisters. We will reverence him greatly with great proclamations of his name and who he is. And so Yahweh has not changed. The prophets even declare this. It says in Ezekiel, Yeshkel, Ezekiel 36. I want to show you something. Ezekiel 36:27. Now this is what Yahweh speaks unto Israel, his house. He tells us this. What a great assurance and a comforting to his people. He says this to us in Ezekiel 36:27. Yahweh says, I will put my Ruah within you. Is that what it says? He's going to put his Ruah there. Not HaMashiach. Testify of that. I will pray unto the Abba, and he shall send HaKodash Ruah. The Yahweh says, I will put my Ruah in you, within you, and cause you to do what? To walk in my hope, my statutes. Now the Ruah of Yahweh is not put in us to act like some illiterates. But he put his Ruah, his spirit in us, to cause us to walk in his Torah, his statute, his mitzvahs. And that is what the mitzvahs did. The law, the Torah of Yahweh, it governs us. He did not put his Ruah in us to be lustful and to be greedy and to be consumed by the spirit of this world. Is that what it says in the book? Is this Yahweh talking? He said, I will put my Ruah in you. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my hope, my statutes, and to keep my mishpah and what? And what? Do them. Do them. So the Ruah of Yahweh causes us to do. Was Joshua led by the Ruah of the Spirit? Was he led into the wilderness by the Spirit, the Ruah of Yahweh? Was he led there to be tried of the powers of hell? So the Ruah of Yahweh calls us to do. It doesn't make us reject what he commands us. That is why we have been filled with superficial type of spirits. We have been filled with emotional spirits. We've been filled with these superficial, false type religious spirits. And that's the truth, brothers and sisters. We don't want to accept the correction of Yahweh concerning our lives. But I do accept it. I receive that. Was Israel his people? Did he lead them out of Egypt? Did they build a golden deity and bow down and say, you are the one that led us out? Were they still his people after that? Did he correct them? Did he chastise them? So shall he do to us. So shall he do to us. So shall he do to us. And that's what he's doing. He's correcting us. He's chastising us. He's showing us where we have fallen short. He's showing us what we have allowed in our lap. That's what he's doing. That did not nullify them as Yahweh's people. They sinned. Did they fall short? Have all sinned? Have all fallen short of the art of Yahweh? He said, I will put my Ruah in you. And will cause you to walk in my hope, my statutes. And you will keep my mishpah. And you will do them. What Yahweh is speaking to Israel here, it is the renewing of his covenant. In the heart of Israel. Now the power of his Torah, they will be able or enable to obey all and do what he told them by the power of the living Ruah, by his spirit. That's why HaMashiach says, it's good for me to be here, but it is vitally important that I go away. Because if I do not go, then the Abba cannot, or he will not send the comforter. Well, what is it coming to comfort? That which was already written. The words that they had heard. He said that when the Ruach comes, it will not come speaking some doctrine or some words you have not heard. But it will speak everything that it is commanded to speak. That's why what he spoke was, those words were not his words. It was the charge of Almighty Yahweh. And so the Ruach of Yahweh, his spirit, calls us to do. To do his mitzvahs. Why? That we may have a right to the tree of life. And we are not going to have a right if we're not doing. If we're not doing, we're not going to have no right. I don't care what our religious minds tell us. But we must do what Scripture says. You have no right at all. Those that do what he commanded. That we may have a right. That word may, there's a possibility. I don't like it that way, but I read what Scripture says. That we may. That we may. Is that granted unto you that you may have a right to the tree of life? So we must do what He commanded us. You're not going to have a right if you don't do what He commanded you. That's why you have such religious spirits today. That's religious mindsets. They think they have the right to do whatever they want to. And yet they think that they are going to get by, but that is not so. And they're not. We must do what Yahweh commanded us. We must do it. It's time out for religious practices. We must do what Yahweh commanded us. Blessed are they. Great understanding have they that do. That do. The mitzvot of Yahweh. Because we understand who is the ruler. We understand who governs our lives. That's why we do it. That's why we practice. We do with great delight. I want to read this out of the Apocrypha. I want you to hear this. It says in the Maccabees. Just hear this. It says, the brethren of the Yehudim that be at Jerusalem and in the land of Judea wish unto the brethren, the Yahudims, throughout Egypt. Now this is what we desire for your health and shalom. Yahweh be kind to you and remember His covenant that He made with Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. He calls them His faithful servants. And give you all a love to serve Him and to do His will. To do what He commands us. Now we understand what His will is. To keep His mitzvot, His statutes, His ordinance. That is why He said to Ruah, brothers and sisters. Not to cause us to contort our bodies and our mouths and to act in this deranged type fashion. But that which He had written in the lap of His people, that we will be governed by that superior law, that superior government. We can see the government of the flesh leads us into every kind of dissolution or destruction that there is. We are some kind of dreamers, are we not? And that is what it does. The government power of this natural carnal man leads us into a dissolutional path. And so we have these soothsayers today, and these false pseudo practices of soothsaying and shamanism, telling you God wants you to have what you want. Nowhere in Scripture tells us that. Of course, they're not talking about the Most High One or the Mighty One in Scripture. They're talking about the God of this world, Shaitan, that said unto HaMashiach, a power to make you rich. All of this is mine. I just want you to bow down and worship me. And all that you see, I will give. And this is the generation that has literally bowed down and worshiped the deceiver. That is why they reject the mitzvot. He tells us to remember the Shabbat. They reject that. And they show you nowhere in Scripture. They can show you no Scripture that support the validation of their pagan practices. And the defiance of Torah, they cannot show you one Scripture. They cannot show you anything that nullify the power of that truth. They can't. And yet this is the world that justifies them. I say to the wickedness of their hearts, in hell they shall lift their eyes because they reject truth. He always says, those that do my mitzvot, they will have a right to the tree of life. And Yahweh has given you this love to serve Him, to do His will with great courage and with a willing mind. And it says this, and open your levim to His Torah and Mitzvot and send you shalom. Now that is what Yahweh has done. That is what this living life, Yahshua, the living word of Yahweh, it caused the love of man to become excited and animated. He came to open up this profound revelation of his Torah and his mitzvot. If a man do what Yahweh commanded him and keep what he commanded him, he will have a tremendous strength in life. Because we don't do it, we incur these little chinks in our armor. It causes us to be broken down. It causes us to be weathered. If you leave something out in the weather and it become weathered, eventually it may look pretty at first, yet the weather began to beat against it. You see these neighborhoods, you see them, all of a sudden they're so pristine and so nice. Everything's so colorful and so wonderful. You go back 2 or 3 years later, the grass is not as pretty. The homes look weather-beaten. And they began to deteriorate. The colors began to fade. So it is in the spiritual realm, brothers and sisters. So it is. So he has given us the power of his Ruah. He has opened up our lives in his Torah and his Mitzvot. And that is where we get our Shalom from. And the power of that Shalom is this living tree, Yahshua, that we eat from. Because he did all things to please Yahweh, did he not? He came to fulfill the Torah. He did not defy any Mitzvot. But the rich young ruler came to him, saying, what must I do to enter into the Shemayim, into the kingdom of Yah? He says, what does the Torah says? What does the law says? It has not changed, brothers and sisters. You can't go out here and commit murder and adultery and do those things and defile the Shabbat and take his name in vain. You can't do those things. You can't covet your brother. You can't covet a brother's wife. It's wrong. It is not right. And this wicked generation tells us it's all right. No, it's not. Yahweh says, you're Barak, you're blessed. He says to you, you're going to have my fullness now. You just do it. Don't worry about it if they don't do it. You do it. You're going to see the fullness of my life. And you will have a right to the tree of life. I will give you that right, that authority. I will give you that power. I will give you that strength that you may eat. And you will know you're eating from this righteous tree. And you will not die. You will not become weakly and sickly. But you shall live because you have the right to do it. Because your heart is governed by what I command, by my Torah. You have my Ruah in you. And it takes delight in keeping this living hope, this living truth that has been revealed unto us by Yahshua. And this truth can never be alive in you. It can never be real. That's why folks reject the Torah, because they have no right to eat from the tree of life. You will not reject it because you know it's a living truth. It's a living government. It's a living instruction. We must do it. We can't do things our way. We cannot walk in some religious persuasion. We must do what Yahweh commands. And we must go to Scripture and see what He says in Scripture. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I want to show you some of the abundance of this tree. I want to show you something here in Scripture. Turn quickly to Mishlei, Proverbs 3 and 13. Proverbs. It says this. Yahweh is dealing with us concerning the wisdom, a man gaining wisdom and understanding the power and the strength of his government and experience with him. It says in Mishlei 3 and 13, it says, happy is the Adam man which find Chokmah, wisdom, and the Adam that get understanding. Now, I read to us what David said, that good understanding have all they that do his mitzvot. Great understanding. And he says, I want to drop down to verse 18 in the same chapter. It says to us, wisdom, she is, now not the, but it says she is what? A. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And happy is everyone that retain wisdom. Now, wisdom is a tree of life. Wisdom is a tree of life. But that's what Scripture says. I want to show you some of the things what Scripture says concerning this tree of life. Happy is a man that holds on to wisdom. Now, brothers and sisters, how do we get the wisdom of Yahweh unless we apply His instructions to our lives, to our live? How do we get that wisdom unless we practice what the one that is able to dispense that and give us that experience that made us, that gives us instructions, unless we do what He commands us? So happy is any man that lay hold or retain the wisdom of Yahweh. And you retain His instructions, His counsel, His statutes, His ordinances. You retain that, brother and sisters. That is what the enemy has done, a magnificent job, by destroying those elements from our lives. So wisdom is a tree of life. You must have understanding in this hour. You better have the knowledge of Yahweh in this hour. You better eat from the tree of wisdom. Wisdom is a tree of life. In wisdom, you will find life. This is the generation that is conceited, wise in its own conceit, but it's not wise in the Torah and the practices of Yahweh.